Watched Sky Sports for 3 days, scratched my arse, got paid time and a half. Course the people who really make the money are the big contractors. The ones I'm working for now, Dutch firm, they run the whole show. They run the detention centres and they run the repatriations. So they're earning either way, whether we lock you up or whether we send you back. Nice, eh?
Nice, I said. The man tapped his finger against the side of his head.
But that's how you've got to think these days, isn't it? It's the global economy.
The plane began to roll backward on the tarmac, and some television screens came down from the ceiling. They started to show us a safety film. They said what we should do if the cabin filled with smoke, and they also said where our life jackets were kept in case we landed on water. I saw that they did not show us the position to adopt in case we were deported to a country where it was likely that we would be killed because of events we had witnessed. They said there was more information on the safety card in the seat pocket in front of us. There was a huge and terrifying roar, so loud that I thought they have tricked us. I thought we were going on a journey, but actually we are being destroyed. But then there was a great acceleration and everything started shaking and rising up to a terrifying angle, and suddenly all the vibration was gone and the sound died down and my stomach went crazy. The man beside me, my guard, he looked at me and laughed.
Relax, love. We're in the air.
After the takeoff, the captain came on the intercom. He said it was a fine sunny day in Abuja. I understood that for a few hours I was not in anyone's country. I said to myself, "Look here, little bee, finally you are flying." Buzz, buzz. I pressed my nose against the aeroplane window. I watched the forests and the fields and the roads with their tiny cars, all those tiny, precious lives. Me, I felt that my own life was already over. From very high up in the sky, all alone, I could see the curve of the world.